This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. I don't even have to look because I know. It's like when you, there's something in your spirit, something in your heart tells you, I don't have to look because it's Friday. Friday,
yeah, it is.
June 27th, 2025.
I just
Exactly.
You do a good max headroom when you try not to.
It don't feel like one. Thank you. That was all you.
It does not feel like a Friday.
It don't feel now. Might get the little Friday or later.
He misses not doing fussing, Paige.
God dang.
He doesn't have a place for his weird voices anymore.
It's like you're possessed.
He had just like a bunch of mini strokes.
Yeah.
Usually have those in private. I just don't feel like a Friday. It feels like a Monday, the Mondayest Friday.
Oh, the Mondayest Friday. No. Gosh.
It's just not.
Yeah.
Today's a good day.
You must have had a, let's see, that means so Mondayest Friday. So yesterday was like Sunday. So yesterday you must have had fun half the day, and then the rest of the day you had to do like work stuff or the fun was preempted because you had to go to bed early.
Yeah, I don't know what it is really, but I'm going to do a lot of work this afternoon. Usually Fridays you do a little bit more work.
Uh-huh.
God, yeah, yeah,
that's true.
Not me. I will knock out a bunch of stuff early on and then,
yeah.
Because if I don't do it today, I have to get up in the morning and do it early.
You'll have the boss on you like, hey. That's where the phrase, I need you to adjust your workflow. That's where that came from. Your weekend workflow. Like, okay.
We should rewrite Dolly's 9 to 5 and do it in like real life.
Oh, God.
Up in the morning, 4 and whatever time. And then working 6 to 10, and then 12 to 3, then probably 7 to 8. And then there'll be text for like 30 minutes.
Dan.
But people think that we only work 4 hours a day. Uh-huh. And that's what kind of pisses me off, because it is hard. I mean, it's not we just walked in.
It's hard to make a living.
You think Paige just walked in here 1 minute, 30 seconds ago?
No. I threw everything on the floor before I came in here.
It was not that. You were wrong to assume such.
Right. You just lobbed one up to old Dan.
Well, it's not a 9 to 5, but it's not a 6 to 10.
You're into the
parody songs.
Well, you're into the psychoanalysis, right?
I love that, but it's not good. That's why I think down deep, I want to tell my therapist, I think, you got to be crazy down deep. You got to be, because you don't walk, how do you accept all this, not just for me, but all of your clients, all this rigmarole, and then you go home and just like, your life has to be perfect. You've set the bar. You're telling all these other people what to fix about their lives or how to handle this, that, or the other. But what about when you go home, mom, and you're all puzzled?
Yeah.
You don't know what to do. Like, that's weird. So anyway.
They talk to other people? Like, they got their own
therapist? That's what, I don't know. I'm turning into you now. Listen at me. I'll ask my barber next time. I'll say, who cuts your hair? Do you stand in front of a mirror?
I know people that do that.
You got a flippy?
Yes, I know this.
Like, there are barbers that can cut their own hair?
She's a cosmetologist, and she does her own hair. She's just, phew.
Cosmetologist. She's always, from Russia. She's a Russian barber.
She's always coloring and rechanging her cut. She's just one of those amazing
Greenville
people.
Real estate.
I know they'll go to each other and kind of trade it off.
Yeah.
Is this like on Sopranos, you know, where Melfi, she would go talk to, she had her own?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's if you just want different things.
But then, though, let's say... Let's change this. Because I take a lot of therapy. I really do. But let's say we're doctors. And Fat Boy is, what do you want to be a doctor? You want to be an eye doctor? A foot doctor? You probably want to be a foot doctor. You'd be an obgyn.
He wants to be a proctologist.
Ooh.
All right, let's do that. That would be interesting.
Obgyn?
Yeah, we'll roll that.
Okay. Paige is a dentist.
I'll be a brain surgeon.
And I'm a chiropractor.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
She went for the big one right off the bat.
So... I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, my God, my tooth hurts. I got to call Paige. And then she's like, God, while he's here, I need to ask him about my back.
Then I show up and talk about her neck and her crack.
We both look at each other in unison and go, more than just her armpit stink.
That's what it is.
That's what would have happened.
We would hear the magical voice.
More than just my armpit stink.
Do doctors do that? Like, do they trade off? Do doctors have health insurance?
I mean, it's a perk of the job. You get free health care, right?
Yeah, but you know what?
They give each other free scripts.
There's a growing... I feel like if this was like the 60s and 70s, maybe a brief part of the 80s, that it would be like looked at as like you were a witch doctor. But there's a big growth of these natural doctors, I suppose.
Holistic.
There you go. That even sounds like sadistic, autistic, holistic. Like, why can't you just say, you know, I'm a nature doctor? I don't know.
Well, you know that...
Everything's got to have a tryst on it to, you know, beat the means of you paying $300,000 for that education.
You know Nanda Lewis, who just passed away, the MTV VJ?
Yeah.
She did that when she found out she had breast cancer. She did the holistic approach.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. And she regretted it.
Well, I wasn't saying good or bad either way.
I've just never heard that working out in the positive way.
Well, the thing is...
Oh, Lord. I'm 864-241-4318 for those that want to go ahead and take Fat Boy to task on that one.
Yeah. Oh, you know, there'll be somebody. I had a bump on my sack, man. I went to a holistic medicine, man, and it was gone.
Yeah. I went to the church, and they laid their hands on my testicles.
And I've also heard that, you know...
And I'm Baptist, not Catholic.
Even though you have surgery and chemo, it's just not the way to live after you're diagnosed, and I get it. She would choose the healthy way to go. Not that I'm advocating that at all.
Yeah, she's like, I wish I would have got the mammograms and then the mastectomy.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
But instead of, like, the regular doctor playing Kenny G, like... I'm hearing this in my head now, and it's like...
Nightmare.
Picture your Disney World again?
I think of...
What is this?
Wasn't it from a cartoon?
I can't remember which one.
Oh, God. I think it wasn't Tom and Jerry.
Nah, I'm going to have to look it up.
Ding, ding. It's probably offensive.
It is now.
It's probably offensive or something.
We can't air Uncle Remus. That's against the law.
Did they completely? You can't find Song of the South or the Crows.
Sweet
from
potato
Dumbo?
Pie and it'll shut my mouth.
Like you can't find any of that stuff.
God, now I'm wanting to know what commercial or cartoon this is from, because it was the little voice is like,
what?
Clark's, I want to say it was Jerry, but I don't think Tom and Jerry ever split off and go on any other cartoons, like, you know, those fun, the Harlem Globetrotters, or
it says Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Okay. Okay, there we go. That makes sense. I get my chipmunks and my mouses mixed up. Oh, yeah,
that's easy to do, if not.
Hang, 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 hang. Oh, Matthew, it's mice, it ain't mouses.
I used to love the chipmunks until they became annoying.
I ate a piece of rouse for lunch, but more than one rouse would be rice.
I wanted to put your psychoanalyst skills to work.
Go ahead. I know you brought me back.
Because I can't, I confuse myself. I don't know what it means. So I'll play a video game because I have a PlayStation. But
one?
Five.
What?
Five.
For every room?
No.
Noob! Noob alert! Immediately.
He's got a station everywhere.
When I turn it on, I usually play only sports games, and I can only play one game at a time. I can't hop around.
He has 2,000 NBA games because he said he had NBA 2K the other day. And I'm like, oh, my God, where do you put all the tapes?
I got all of them.
I just picture, never mind.
Immediately when I'm playing a game, I'm like, what am I doing? This is kind of odd. I'm controlling virtual people that do not exist, playing a game that does not matter. But then again, I don't want to sell it because I don't want other people to have it. So I'm kind of stuck in
the middle. You don't want to sell it.
Well, I could make money. I could sell this PlayStation. I'm like, oh, I don't sure. want it.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
But I don't want somebody else to have it.
How much are they now? Like 200 or something? Or
no. I mean, it's the only one out now. So, and it's not a pro.
Is it yours or your son's?
It's mine. He's got an Xbox.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I don't know which Xbox.
House divided page.
Yeah, that's generally what happens.
That's tough.
I don't like the Xbox controller.
Let me guess. He believes in Jesus?
I hadn't asked him.
Lord. Have mercy.
Some conversations you don't want to broach with your kids.
That would be.
That also includes activities like drinking, smoking, vaping, and whatever.
You don't have those conversations with your children.
You ain't going to drink a beer with him once he turns 21?
That is very weird. He's going to be 21 in September.
You know, I tried to take mine out when he was 21 and say, hey, let's go out to lunch. And he goes, nope, I've got that plan with someone else.
Well, nobody wants to catch
go with your mom.
First legal buzz with their mom.
No. I said I was just going to, you know, never mind. I was going to give you a beer because you're old enough to do it at this age.
I never had that good relationship, so I can understand why, like, you know, I would not want to do that. But, say, I'm thinking he's in my role. Like, he's not going to want to do that, so I'm not going to offer it.
Yeah, because I wasn't having one. I was just buying one for him.
He's probably going to catch a bionic elbow in heaven right now, but drinking beer with my daddy. Or actually shots, I will say, a particular night.
What's the
doing
best?
Shot was I'm so glad that I got to have those moments.
She's
now,
listening.
I know. They're listening right now up there. And
oh no.
Because you know the frequency's perfect up there. I mean they probably get it better than people in Spartanburg do.
Or Anderson.
Mary, I hate to tell you, but I had your husband drinking pina coladas for breakfast in Las Vegas. I'm sorry, I'm a terrible woman.
She probably
there's no pain in heaven, so it's okay.
He liked that, and I said it's mild on your stomach.
Did you catch what Paige just said earlier? She said she was going to take him out to get him a beer. She wasn't going to have one.
No.
You're just going to watch him drink.
You're cucking, man.
No, we are already at lunch.
You just want to sit there and watch.
We've done at lunch.
No, I offered it to him because he's 21.
Mm-hmm. You want to breed it?
Don't be like your uncle. So-and-so.
Do you want to have this beer at your place or mine?
Why do I always become a prostitute?
Because just all you play in movies.
Oh, Applebee's God. Has two for one, Brutus.
You've been T-casted.
Oh, you got to pay extra.
No.
It's like, yeah, I want more than one beer. Paige, damn.
I have plans with somebody else.
You want to have the whole pitcher?
God, see, here's the other thing. What if you go out and you got to cut them off? You're like,
no, he only gets one beer.
That's all it is.
That's it.
What if it said,
hope you enjoy it.
Mama Paige, now that I'm now 21, I would like to shotgun a beer with you. You wouldn't do that.
No, because I don't care for beer.
Would you hold him upside down and do a keg stand?
No.
I don't think you could, actually. That's a big boy.
He's like you.
He's
tall.
Okay, thank you.
What if you go out for the beer, but he doesn't want the beer? He's like, I'll take a sip of wine. You're like, hang on a second.
It's like, oh, the child of my dreams.
God.
If he drank Prosecco, he can hang out with the club.
Are you trying to tell me something right now?
You know, I mean, there is absolutely something to that, because I never, like, literally it was a couple years of this show that me and my dad were at events, and he'd look at me and I'd look at him and we'd give the nod, like, yeah. Don't tell your mama. No.
I don't.
It was the best, though. Like, I never had that. I had friends who, like, drink with their dads. And not in a lush kind of way, but, like, that had to be the coolest thing ever. Like, you know, Clark and Rusty sitting there out in the middle of the damn desert, cracked him one open and gave it to him. He sat there and chugged the hell out of it.
Yep.
See, my mom would monitor. You're at
National Lampoon's Vacation.
She would monitor me, and she would say, I think you need to stop. You've been a little overserved.
Well.
God, I had my first sip when I was like 10 or 11. Too young.
I was 9, and I drank a room. No, excuse me. Outside temperature. You'll have to help me. It was either called Steel Reserve or Black Steel Reserve.
I can see the Steel Reserve can.
It was in a black can, and... Eddie Joe Westmoreland, who still listens to the show, went and swiped one from his dad's refrigerator. We went and hit it, and there was no woods at Poe Mill, because any square of land, they would sell it. I mean, there was no woods, but there was a little patch of woods over off 4th Avenue, and we went and hid one beer in this kind of hollowed-out ass tree. And then went back. I don't even think it was the same day. Went back a day or two later.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I was like, if this is what I'm missing, I'll go to heaven, because I am not drinking this crap.
We had...
And then even late years later, cold, it was still bad.
My mom had a bar in the Florida room out by the pool. And that's where she was very social, because she was a real estate agent.
That's where they hid all the juice.
Florida
room.
We would
you get it? It's not in a bad anti-Semitic way. I was just saying, like, they all go to Florida in retirement.
Yeah, they call it a Florida room because there's a big sunny window. I don't know.
My mom has a breakfast room, but she never had a meal in it.
Yeah.
It was just for the microwave and the potato bin.
But this is a big room.
Potato bin.
And somebody in my family would always, like, drink the alcohol and water it down. Until she got mad because she'd bring people over for cocktails and they tasted watery.
Oh, yeah. I tried to mix...
The vodka would be just pure water.
I tried to mix a drink for a buddy of mine's dad, and he got on my ass. He's like, don't you ever do this, because I didn't put enough alcohol in it. Now, he ended up dying from cirrhosis of the liver.
Oh, bless him.
But he would go half Seagram's, half Coke. And I saw him do it, and I'm like, I'm going to do this for him, you know, surprise him. Nope. It was like 90% Coke. He was pissed. And it's not like you can just add it in there. Like, you had to redo the whole thing.
So, the thing you were talking about, the effeminacy of alcohol.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. I think if you're a man and you drink wine, you probably have tendencies.
See, that's we're on the same wavelength. Because I've made mention of this.
Well, you might be.
Early days of drinking, which really was just like junior year of high school and... till this day.
Yes, it was. Way too young. Girls were naked.
I caught so much hell because I would be the guy who would drink I'm getting old. Mad Dog, MD 2020. Well, I was the guy who...
Morgan and David?
I would be the guy who would say, I will have a Smirnoff Ice. I'd like the fruit. Still, I'd go to a resort or whatever. Like, I'm the guy who's going to order the one with a bunch of fruit hanging out of the top. That's literally why they call gay people fruits. This is the drinks. I'm telling you, I think that's where it all comes from. So I remember, like, not bullied, but like,
yeah,
you know,
I can see that.
What are you going to order, ma'am? You know, something like that.
Yep.
And after, you know, time went on, I'm like, who gives a crap? But there was a girl that I was dating. And she liked beer, and I didn't. And she said, my parents are out of town. If you want to come over tonight and bring some beer. And I'm like, okay. This is a true story. So I was like, okay, so to get to point A to point B,
you had to get beer.
I'm going to have to drink a beer. This is wild, right?
Is it worth it back then? Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. It was worth it. But it also, I was like, had I not been with that young lady who is now my age, if I had not bowed down to receive the lovings of a private and drank that beer, I might have always just drank fruity drinks.
It wasn't often back then you got that beef on a silver platter.
She made a man out of me.
She did.
With that tall boy Budweiser.
Give you some whiskey and put some hair on your chest.
God, man. Now you got me opening up to something I was thinking about the other day.
Well, remember, we're on a fluid schedule.
Now, if you had a wine cellar and you were a man, you'd have a lot of girlfriends, I'm telling you.
Because they think
you would have girlfriends. Yes, you would have girlfriends. You'd have great girlfriend. But what is that about? But every well-to-do man that I know is the big wine drinker. Like, but so I think maybe that's just early on where people feel that, like 20s, 30s.
It's just a different, set of dude rules, I guess you could say. Those are really black and white. Like, they have to be.
I mean, going wine tasting is fun.
I don't like saying man car because that's stupid. You know, you can still be a man and drink wine. It's just not really a dude.
Yeah.
If you drink wine.
Well, drinking wine isn't something that you're going to get you drink it to enjoy it. You don't drink it to get drunk.
Bull crap.
No.
I have done both.
You sip wine, you guzzle
it. I have learned that the glass makes the drink. That's something I thought was frou-frou, bougie bull crap.
Now, champagne and mimosas, that's all you can drink.
All right, take the baton back. It's one of those things where, okay, we'll go to break. You want to follow up with fluid and see? Because, there's a...
Okay.
And I was also in a relationship one time where she drank whiskey in a glass with a big old cube of ice in it. And, it was like yin to the yang reverse drinks. And I'm over there, and I'm like, can I get a Moscow Mule? And then she'd be like, Johnny Walker Red. And I'm
damn girl.
See, I don't know if that's a sign of a problem or if that's kind of hot.
Or I don't know if the bartender's like, she uses a strap-on on him.
It's
the weirdest freaking thing.
That's what he's thinking.
All right, we will take a break and come back. And you want to do headlines?
Yeah.
All right, Paige, what's up in the play?
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about this big wedding in Venice. Also, it takes parents 2.5 days to recover from this. All that more coming up in your Rise Guys headlines.
I'm going to go with strap-on, like he just said.
It takes parents 2.5 days to get over using a strap-on.
Oh, yeah. At least an old dad.
Oh, my God.
What if,
Mom might be used to it.
Think about this. You don't have to call in, but a quick text poll. Do you ever think you got a spanking? I'm talking to, the 70s and 80s kids. Those from the 90s on probably didn't catch any. Y'all were a different time. But did you ever catch a spanking from something you thought might have been a sex device? 1-800-774-0093.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So we begin with talking about the big wedding in Venice.
Oh,
were you
yeah.
invited?
That should be as much money as I spent.
I was going to say... you're talking about Bezos.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I didn't want there to be another one I was not aware of.
So celebrities who have arrived in Venice for Bezos' wedding include most of the Kardashians, Jenner clan, you know.
Yeah, they can say that.
Yeah.
Like Brody. Don't you like Brody?
Yeah, he doesn't really associate him with much, but yeah, Brody's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Oprah, Bill Gates, Tom Brady, Orlando Bloom.
This is like the World Health Organization having a meeting.
Minus Katy Perry. I don't know if they're hanging out. And then
I heard about Brady.
Leonardo DiCaprio. And a girlfriend, probably.
Oh, yeah.
She's probably 20.
A 19-year-old, 20-year-old coming in with
yeah.
it. Huh. Were the Obamas there?
Not yet. Oh. Maybe they're coming later.
Big Mike had a game last night. They're flying in this morning.
So we don't know how much it's all going to be costing, but estimates have it anywhere from $45 million to $75 million.
You think she's aware of that? She got to be right.
Of course. Are you kidding? Of course.
This has got to be an awkward, like...
You're referring to the urban legend?
Plus, what if, you know, Barack's like, you know, he knows. Obviously, he knows. He can't mention it to her, but she knows. It's the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
They're going to be out somewhere and then get heckled and somebody's going
to
say it.
You think, like, when they're getting into, like, a really bad argument or whatever, like, Barry forgot to take out the trash or something. And she's like, she says, you know what? None of this would have happened if you hadn't went and smoked weed that time wearing the Panama Jack hat. And he's like, oh, really? Big Mike? Oh, and like you
he's dropping it
at the two daughters who've probably moved out by now.
Oh my god!
But they're probably just like drop their trapper keepers to the
like,
ground.
Can we
like,
stop?
Trapper
oh my can god! Can we all agree to not?
Dad just mentioned
each
the
other.
Big Mike memes. I can't believe he just did that. I can't believe he mentioned the Big Mike memes.
At first, it was Moose Shell, and then it turned to Big Mike.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's
that's so mean.
And then the time when Obama was on Bear Grylls and he accidentally called her Michael instead of Michelle, and that's like.
Oh,
why was
yeah,
it Michelle? She was never fat.
Some people, I guess, you know, thought she was maybe of a certain size.
Oh,
she
really?
Was always really yeah. fit, though.
She always looked to me like a basketball player.
Muscular, yeah.
Certain people said that
her
are no longer
were...
with us. But, you know, I always wonder, like, why are you saying that?
Hmm.
But he had enough stroke to where he could pretty much say what he wanted.
Oh, mm-hmm. Gosh, I don't know. I've never been friendly with anyone who had a lot of stroke.
Well, you might want to
I think I had one earlier.
My grandpa it. Had two, but
God
we weren't really
him.
Friends.
God bless them.
I know, friends aren't family.
That's not the pleasurable one.
God,
or family is not friends.
You know, it's, I mean, yeah.
I think when you say stroke, I think of Billy Squire. It's completely innocent.
Oh, I think of medical conditions, I think of golf, and then I think of masturbating.
Oh, okay.
In that order.
Yeah. We're going stroking. What?
Like,
put your clothes on, Will Ferrell.
You're a wine drinker?
I want to hear Billy Squire now.
All right. You Bartles and James.
Did you know it takes parents 2.5 days to recover from this? And you probably have done this many times.
Constipation?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good answer.
I don't know.
Traditional hangover?
I'm going to say...
That's a good answer, because some days, woof.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I'm sorry.
Drinking. I can't think of what else it could be.
Think in the gutter.
I can't figure it out.
Look.
Oh.
Is it the wife has a harder time or both parents?
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Is it just the wife or is it both parents?
It's both parents.
Okay, so.
So we're not talking about the old Joe blob here.
No. Oh. No, I was talking more about the butt-ass.
Oh.
I know if a certain colonel was coming to visit.
I thought you were talking about a possible bladder infection.
Jesus. She goes wild, man.
I'm going to call IBS on that.
Bladder fell out.
You
were doing some rough stuff, and I was like, ooh, that's not going to end well.
Jesus Christ.
Lord have mercy.
It's a
Lord
wild woman.
All right. It takes parents 2.4 days to recover from traveling with the family.
And the key
to this is not to make things harder on yourself. Bribing kids with candy can be fair game.
That's a good show, too.
Or resorting to unlimited screen time. You don't want them screaming in the back of your car.
If you want them to be completely deaf mutes, give them a screen and give them some earbuds. And you won't hear from them and they won't hear from you.
Everybody's
they will
happy.
End up pissing themselves because they'll forget to ask you to pull over.
Oh, no, they never do.
I don't know how you negotiate that, like how you monitor it. Screen time, give you 5 minutes of screen time.
You can set it up with the family plan. Just like, I'll tell you this real quick. This is fun. This is fun for you kids. You're asleep, so you won't hear this because you're out of school. Unless you're like in Virginia where you're still there.
Or you're dumb summer school.
If you have a family plan, like your parents are following you on your phones. Like I'm not saying they're getting on like NSA reading your text, but like there's tracking thing on there.
The Live 360?
Yeah, and I was talking to somebody about the same thing yesterday, and they said, think about it. We get all upset, or some people get upset, or whatever, about illegals were coming in and they were getting Nintendo Switches and iPhones, but they were getting tracking devices.
Mm.
And I was like, well, you could just put give them a bracelet or something. Why you got to give them something that's entertaining as well?
Yeah.
It's like, you just give them you're getting better cell phones than you're paying for from wherever you go. And they were getting Nintendo Switches.
Yeah, these aren't like
those were government contracts with Apple and Nintendo.
These aren't flip phones. Like you're getting like actual smartphones.
Like literally, think about that. How foolish that is. We are members of the country club, but then
country music is what we love.
I drink an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking
from a Dixie cup.
So we're members of the. I'm doing an analogy here. We're members, but then the non-members are allowed to come in and play for free, and they give them a free set of golf clubs that are better than the golf clubs you have. But they know where those golf clubs are going when they leave the golf club. But we're still kind of agitated about it because we paid for our golf clubs.
So if you're planning that long,
and then Fat Boy's Fuzzy Zeller in this, of course.
You know what they say? If we don't give them those golf clubs, nobody's going to use them.
So if you're planning a road trip down to the beach with your kids, or you're going to Florida for some ungodly reason, that's a long drive. 30% of parents say bribing kids with treats is fair game. 28% say buying toys mid-trip helps. And 26% resort to the unlimited screen time, like we said.
How about threatening kids?
Life is a negotiation. How many times have you done the dishes, guys, just so you get a little sum on later on?
I'll tell you, if you have a man that comes home and your house is completely spotless and he has a bath for you.
You're married to a simp.
Yep. No, you're married to Chris Laskowski and he wants something.
Don't you call me a simp. Why come in here? I want some of that peach emoji.
The sheets are nice and warm and clean, and
I've rolled around on them. I put a hair dryer on them.
You have a bath, and I'm just like, wow, you really read my mind.
I want a chocolate donut emoji.
It's nappy time.
Yeah, why is that? I've said it before. I'll say it again. Of all the donuts, They know that the peach is now the peach. Nobody uses it to talk about real peaches unless you're, you know. No one's using the eggplant to talk about, hey, when you go to the grocery store tonight, don't forget to get some eggplant.
Eggplant, because everybody loves
that's code
eggplant.
For something.
It is.
Let me text Paige real quick. Eggplant emoji, peach emoji, blood emoji.
What? And also, let's also say this.
For that party.
Like, I don't like the smoke emoji
either. That means
either.
He bought me tampons.
What? The smoke emoji.
God.
I figured out now what she does. When she's struggling for mic time, she'll say something that's crazy out of the way like that. And it literally takes all the... You get it, the mic time that way. It's smart.
What is the smoke emoji in a nose?
The smoke emoji looks like... To me, it's coming sideways, so it's a fart.
It's got to be.
Smoke emoji should be, you know, like a snake.
Yep. What if they use the oyster emoji and then the smoke emoji?
And also, yes. And they also know what they're doing with the two or three drips of water. Like, there ain't nobody talking about, hey, be careful driving today. The roads are wet. No one's doing that. It's always that for sexual activity.
Emoji. We learned that in Gemstones when Chad sent water squirt emoji.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, I knew it before, boy. You know, before then, but still. All right. Paige, that was magnificent.
Well, Fat Chad.
Fat boy. Oh, is that what we're calling you now? Fat Chad?
No, you remember Fat Chad from... You remember.
I remember. Hey, man. I remember, man. Right. Some things I'll never forget, man.
I live in a van down my road.
That's the thing we were talking about earlier. I remember the first three... No, I remember from 3 to 6 years old, every day of my life. Every day I remember everything. But then from then on,
it's
I don't remember crap. It's
wild. I remember
wild.
Bits and pieces.
I remember every little nook and cranny of age 3 to 6.
There's a lot I want to block Jeez. Out.
Maybe I did block some stuff out.
What happened to me at 6?
That whole year?
No, that's not the cards.
You're in trouble. You're locked in a room.
Something. It's literally, you talk about the psychoanalyzation. That's something close to my heart that I'm like, what the hell happened? Because I was...
God, you wish you could go back and remote view your own life.
I know, because I think I thought what it was.
Perpetual Sunday school.
No, it was 8 years old when I was molested at church.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, well, maybe that was it, but I don't know. I knew this ain't a dick going on, or it's tough, you know. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have. Yeah. Paige, thank you again. Fat Boy Sports Next, we'll do that, correct?
Yeah, we got an update on JR. Good old JR. Mm. Son of a bitch. Mm. I got some news for you. Got some news, folks.
Paige, you remember JR, right?
Been on the show
former
many times.
Guest of the show and also known liar.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I didn't break kayfabe. But you're lying.
Old
and
JR.
That's fine. It's okay. We're in that weird world right now of wrestling. WWE is getting ready to show a Netflix doc or series where they're literally showing you them writing the show.
Oh, yeah, I don't cool. know if I like that or not.
Pulling back the curtain.
It's a little bit too much. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
It's like people who watch... The 30 for, or not 30 for 30, but the Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah.
And you so popping when it's your team. It's like, God, you got to know all of it.
Plus, I don't care about the jobber trying to make the team.
But they want you to. Yeah. It's like, oh, look, a new Rudy. All right, good morning, everyone.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history, 37 years ago. 1988.
Oh, the World Series in the Bay.
Not only that, but Mike Tyson dropped the
WBF.
I read that wrong. He beat Michael Spinks. He dropped Michael Spinks because he was undefeated at the time.
We kicked him out of the family.
In 91 seconds to win the title.
Yeah.
The national anthem that night, they said, took longer than the actual fight.
Who did the national anthem?
I don't know. Doesn't say.
I was reading last night.
When the boom.
WWE, when they did what was it called? World's Collide, where they had like luchadors. It was.
The AAA?
AAA, not to be confused with Triple H. But anyway, long story short, they had. It was right before the big riots in LA, oddly enough. The weekend before, they had.
They had two works at the same time.
Luchador wrestling, which it is quite different. It's like catch wrestling would be with British wrestlers. But anyway, they had a woman come and do the, in a way, I guess, of showing, hey, we like you. They had a lady come and do the Mexican national anthem.
Okay.
But she screwed it up.
Oh, no.
She screwed up the words. Because I don't know her background or whatever, and it started to get boozed. And people were like, oh, my God, they're booing the Mexican national anthem. We thought we were doing a nice thing. But it was really, I would assume the Latinos and those of us like me who speak great Spanish understood that she had just said the wrong word there, and that's why they were booing.
Oh, gosh.
So isn't it fun to, like, you hear a reaction?
I want to know what she said.
You don't know why they would boo unless it must be something political. But no, it was because she said a word wrong.
Oh, boy.
That's all it was.
It's books, covers, and judgment.
So,
a new show on the Odyssey app.
So, this weekend, you mentioned WWE Night of Champions is this weekend, Saudi Arabia. They thought there would be travel restrictions, but it says everybody on the card is taken off and is expected to be in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Which is going to happen Saturday.
A lot of people got to eat their words and delete some old tweets because there's one guy that's competing that called another one years ago when he worked for another country some kind of accepting blood money was what he said. to go over there and wrestle.
You know, seeing that,
and he will be wrestling there this weekend.
Oh yeah,
former guest of the show. I hate his guts.
You know, Cena always talked about not going. Like, just he just never wanted to go. Now he's going. He's going to be there. But he really is going everywhere on the last
guy tour. He's wrestling didn't it say he would said he would never go. It's CM Punk. I'm not going. Yeah, he said he would never go because that was blood money. And appearing on this weekend.
So is everything to a certain degree. Just take it and shut up.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. Sami Zayn, there's some kind of unwritten thing there where, you know, he has his political beliefs about stuff, and they kind of let him. I guess if it religious or I think it's more of a religious thing. I was going to say political beliefs don't matter, but if it's religious, they're like, okay, we have to now, or you'll sue us.
Yeah, I guess you could have a moral high ground if you got a lot of money.
Yeah,
but, I'd just be cashing them checks. JR, by the way, said he's cancer free.
Wow,
they got it all. He said because he had surgery pretty quick.
Wow,
after the diagnosis, and they got it.
That's awesome.
Don't know about his work schedule, though.
What about an update on Ric Flair yet? Have you heard anything about that?
Is not he heard.
Still pooping everywhere? Or? You know, I feel like I'm living in the future when I think. I was like, never in my life would I imagine that the nature boy, the guy who had four women on each arm and the mink coat and the Mercedes, and it's the man's man. He stole jets. He kissed women and
rode in limousines.
All these things. And, but yet now he's the... No pun intended, butt of jokes on Twitter or X. It's Twitter. I'm getting tired of it.
I don't like
when formerly known as X. It's like when Prince changed his name at that.
I don't like when you see him in a bar and just people just video him sitting there. They
and
don't go up to
him. It's sad. Yeah. It's sad. But then you also seen interactions where people do go up to him and they're called Nicholas Dickhead and various other names. And then I'll ask you. Are you an adult right now who says post-childhood you never pooped your pants? You're a liar. You are a liar.
I did earlier this year.
Yeah. Yeah. And by this year, he means this morning.
Yeah.
All right.
I believe it.
Bring a change. Same color, though, so you can mess with people. I thought you asked your peas, man. Why clean them out real good? There you go.
I think one of you put your dirty shorts on my car one time.
I thought you were going to say face.
I'm not going to forgive you for that.
Well, it wasn't one of us. It was someone else's because it blocked out the entire front windshield. We'll be
gross.
Back right after this. Good morning.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.